Right, his fans went into the streets with placards when they didn't find him on Men's Club asking, where is Ayola? Well, he's on my seat today explaining to all of us why he disappeared for a bit. It's a fantastic story with a great reason.
Everybody trying to jack back, some of them do it codedly. I want to do my things quietly.
Yes.
The idea is not to leave and never come back. Yes. No, that's not the plan. Yeah. It's just to be able to be to have an option to go back and forth with my family. They're over there. I have some family here and family over there. On the other hand, I didn't want to hurt what I was building, because what I was building had so many destinies tied to it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to leave that without catering to it.
He's one of the finest actors of his generation, you know, from Skin and Get in Transit to Jemeji to Assistant Madame to Men's Club, from If I Were President to Zero Hour. Ayola Ayolola has proven himself and paid his dues.
It started with Tinsel.
Yes, I would think so, yes.
Started with Tinsel for me, yeah. That was my first experience at a production, the way production should be, right? You know, after that, it would be Jemeji. Mm. Jemeji was, it was beautiful for me.
What was it like to be evicted from Nigerian Idol as the first evictee, you know, and everybody had told you were going to be a star?
I had done Nigerian Idol.
Yeah.
I had done Ninja Sings. I had done Sunday Best. In fact, Project Fame, the fifth edition, I had done 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you had done previous Project Fames?
My brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Remember I told you the fire, the passion was there,
yeah,
right? So every single audition or competition I saw.
Yeah.
In fact, I went for the one Casey Presh one.
Right. StarQuest.
StarQuest, I was there for.
You did StarQuest?
My brother. I didn't get into the house. Nigerian Idol was when I got in and I thought, oh yeah, this is it.
Finally, yes.
Finally, I'm gonna get it. And then I was the first to be evicted.
What was it like to come out of winning Project Fame after applying 5 times and suddenly you can't get a gig?
Before then, it wasn't so bad.
Really?
After that, look, the pressure that you get if you're not careful. And I wasn't so careful to plan out what I wanted to do.
Right,
you know,
right,
the platform gave me everything they promised to.
Right.
It was beautiful,
right.
But then I was in a hurry. I wanted it right now.
Yes.
I mean, I just won. I should be on top of everywhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes.
That slowed me down, broke me down.
What is it like having no money in the car, no food in the house, but driving the posh car, you know, to the venue of his very first audition to see if acting was going to make a way for him, since music wasn't?
The decision didn't come until I was so broke. So broke and hungry. I literally was like, I mean hungry, not hungry for success. Physically, bodily hungry. I hadn't eaten for days. So I had my car that I won, right? I had the leverage and whatever. And then I just remembered, wait, music is not the only thing I could try my hands on. I could try acting, right? And then just right as I was thinking about it on Galaxy TV, there was this audition that came up. I said, please. It was a paper. It was a script, but it was like a paper to me. And he said, read. So I just read.
Yeah.
And he asked me, oh, nice. So are you free? So I said, sir, I'm always free, sir. I have never been busy, you know. And that's how I got my first role off of just reading.
Why did he leave Nigeria with his family after COVID?
Mm-hmm. I moved during a pandemic when there was not much happening. But of course, pandemic ended, of course. We prayed for it to end, and it ended. And things started picking up, and I wasn't on the scene at the time. It was sad.
Mm.
And of course, I feel terrible that it happened the way it happened, especially for the fans and the production as well.
Mm.
It felt like, to the fans, it felt like I just left. I didn't even just leave.
And why is it that his child, who he tells me is the center of his life, he almost took his own life when he got news that his child was going to be born right here in Lagos, Nigeria, literally walking down the road to have a car hit him.
The time it happened, I wasn't prepared to be a father, you know? I got very depressed. I almost took my life. I was actually in the middle of the road. And I, you know, when you're calculating when to cross, I deliberately miscalculated so that I would be hit. And the car just, I still fell off the road. It brushed me and I fell. And then I look back now and I'm like, really? This is what I was about to miss? This is whose life I was about to destroy by my actions? This little boy would have been fatherless. His trajectory would have been completely changed. For the better or worse, we don't know.
Ayola tells me things he's never told anyone else with Chude today.
Thank you. for me.
You know, I've never done an audition in my life because I've never had the courage to have people say to me, no.
That you're not good enough.
I did not think that I could survive it, you know? And so when I hear people who go for audition, I think one of the things that struck me, I think RMD has forgotten, was interviewed by, I think, Vanguard Newspapers. He was already RMD, and they were looking for Michael Power. There was a Guinness campaign.
Yeah, and he went to audition.
And the journalist made it a big deal. How can RMD audition for Michael Power? They should call you for a closed audition.
Oh, wow.
And RMD said, well, I'm an actor. There is a job.
I go for it.
I go for it. So that struck me because I just thought, wow, what a courageous man.
Yeah.
So, but in this case, this is even me as a nobody self, just not able to take that rejection. But then you had already become the winner of Project Fame. And so I do understand the place of hunger because I know that place where there's literally no money. And in my own case, people know you as, in my case, the producer of this top show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but there's no money in my pocket, you know. But then how do you become, you're like, you have the Sky UTC and you go and join the queue.
It's the process.
It's the process.
You have to do that. Because even in life, let's assume all of these things are non-existent and it's just success.
Mm.
There's a queue.
Wait. Even if it's just life, there is a queue.
You might not be privy to know what your number is,
yes.
But there's a queue.
Mm, I love that.
There's some people who are ahead of you. Yes. Some people who come behind you.
Yes.
You have a place in life. That's how it is. I try not to put too much importance on all of that.
Mm.
Oh, people are going to... In fact, let me tell you, it was even stronger for me because I had just been on Nigerian Idol, for crying out loud. People had seen my face. The first guy to be evicted. In fact, I would walk on the road and say, I was just Ayo then. Ayo, sorry, next time, man. That's the thing. It was so terrible. But hey, it's the process. I still went to Project Fame.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my last 5,000 naira, I booked an Uber. I said, you know what? So I will go there in style. If I fail, let me fail in style. So I went in there. And of course, I was the Nigerian Idol. It was enough for me. You need to cower away and bow my head and go away. But you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Like I said, if you understand the fact that you're on a queue.
You're on a queue.
It will soon be your turn. Imagine just stepping away just right before your turn.
Yeah.
Somebody else will take it.
Yeah.
And you can't go back there. You probably have to
go back to the back of the queue. I love that.
You
oh
know?
My God, that's the end of the interview. We need you to subscribe, yo. And the reason is simple. The kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see. You know, you are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So do go ahead, subscribe. Ask somebody else to subscribe. Advise somebody else to subscribe. Refer to someone to subscribe. It matters, truly. Thank you as we continue to be human together. I had a ball of-